Another good reason to remember Walkin' Jim Stoltz, Song for Rachel. Of course, part of the heroes that he carried with him, Rachel Carson being one. He mentions all kinds of other folks in there, John Muir, Jane Goodall, Jacques Cousteau. Leslie, you can probably tell me this. You said he was quite a reader as a youth, and in that song he mentions, I think, at age of 12, reading Silent Spring. When he went hiking out in the wilderness and he's packing all this stuff along, did he take books with him to read too?
Oh, all the time. He always had a book. Every stretch of a long hike, he always had a book. He was also really interested in history. Oftentimes when we would travel, we'd go to some of these historical monuments, and he, of course, was interested in the history of song. But he was also interested in the history of the environment and a lot of social history. There is a song that Jim wrote called Power in the Earth, which it was originally written as a Christian hymn, and then it was changed to a Union song. So it was a guy named Joe Hill that changed the Power in the Blood song to Power in the Union. And then when Jim became involved in environmental demonstrations and was trying to rally people and help stir up interest in rallies and meetings and demonstrations, he started singing Power in the Earth and to the tune of the same song.
There is power, there is power in a band of folks that care when they stand hand in hand. That's a power, must be heard throughout this land. For the earth now we must stand. Come on, you folks from all o'er the land, sing out for the earth, come on, make a stand. No more love canals, no more dying seas, come on, do your share, sing with me.